Annette, welcome to SBS Punjabi program.
Thank you, Manpreet.
Now, it's only seven sleeps, isn't it? You've been counting?
Yes, it's just a little bit over a week.
To census night.
That's right.
Some of our listeners are saying that they've already received the 12-digit PIN number, and in fact, we've had one listener who's actually gone ahead and completed the census form. What has the reaction been so far? Are you hearing anything from the ground?
Well, we do get people who fill the form in before the night, and you can. The form is open, and you can fill it in before the night or after the night, as long as it's in relation to the night. So whatever is happening around Tuesday, 9th of August, that's the way we want you to fill the form in.
Sure. So if anybody has received their PIN number, they can actually fill the form now and submit it as well?
Yes, that's right. So we've already had some submissions. We do encourage people to complete it on the night so that it's accurate and that it makes a bit of an event for it, Australia as well. But it is open now and it will be open after the night for those people who have something else on and can't manage to do it during that evening.
How much after August 9th can people still fill online?
Well, Manpreet, we need people to fill it in as soon as possible after the night. We need people to be able to remember where they stayed and how they got to work so that sort of information is accurate. But it will be open for quite a while afterwards, and we will be going out with field officers in mid to late August to remind people who haven't filled their form in that they need to do so. We'd encourage you to do it as soon as possible so that we can get the census well underway and make sure that we can deliver our commitment to census data next year.
And is the online form much different from the paper form?
The online form has exactly the same questions, but it's in a format that means that you only need to answer those questions that apply to you. So it is very straightforward, and the feedback I've had so far for people who have completed their census is that they've found it very smooth and easy, and the census form is very secure. The information is encrypted end to end, so you can feel comfortable that your information is protected.
Yes, one of our listeners said they only took 20 minutes to fill it, so we've had that feedback as well. I specifically wanted to ask you about the question of language, because being SBS, that's very close to our hearts. I know on the online form it's question number 16, so if your language is not actually listed, you write your language. But is it different on the paper form?
Well, the number on the paper form is slightly different to the number on the online form. And the reason for that is that when you open up an online form, the first question you're asked is how many people there are in the dwelling. And that's so that we can set up the online form to have the right number of questions. So there is a slight difference between the numbering, but the questions are the same.
Now, yes. Annette, there's a question that's being asked again and again, and I believe there's some confusion about a person being overseas on the night of the 9th of August. On the one hand, we've been told it's not necessary for us to fill out a form if you're going overseas, and our departure card at the airport should be enough. But on the other hand, there's been advice that we can choose to fill out the full census form if we're going to be overseas. What procedure should we follow?
The census is for everyone that's in Australia on census night. So if you're not in Australia on census night, you don't need to fill a form in. And yes, you're right that your departure card will ensure that you're counted within the population. But that also means that anyone who is in Australia on census night needs to be included on the form. At the back of the form, though, there is a section for, so if you've got someone in your household that you live with that is overseas, or is not living at your place that night, you can put their information in there to indicate that they're away from your home on Tuesday the 9th of August.
So you can record someone who's overseas on that particular day on the census form itself?
That's right.
How in-depth is that information? For example, let me say for myself, I'm going to be overseas. Can my family write down that, you know, I speak Punjabi and that's my mother tongue?
The information for the people who are away on Tuesday the 9th of August is much more limited, and it's only a small amount of information. So no, you wouldn't have the language there. No.
Is there any way I can, if I want to record, because I'm passionate about the language, you know, we work with this, and it's not just the language, it's all the other questions that, you know, with the ethnicity, because this is something that we are passionate about. Is there any way someone who's going overseas can record it before leaving?
Well, the census does only apply for people who are in the country on the night.
Right.
we take a snapshot, a one point in time, and because it applies across the board for all languages and all communities, we do find that we do get a representation of the community through the forms that are completed.
This was my understanding, but one of our listeners actually called the helpline, the census helpline, and they were advised to get a separate 12-digit PIN code to log in their census form and finish the census form before they went overseas. Is that how it should be done?
Well, we encourage people to fill in the form as of Tuesday, the 9th of August, so that person would not need to be filling the form in.
And there's no need for a separate login. There's no need to fill the form if they're That's going to right. be away overseas.
That's right.
Okay, I think there's been a bit of a confusion about that, so thank you for clarifying. On the other hand, I did hear a suggestion from someone saying that they can try and log in from overseas if the whole family is away. There's a difference between not needing to fill and wanting to fill. I think that's where we are coming from.
Okay. Well, we do ask, they will be counted through the departure card. So in terms of getting an accurate population count, we do ask that you fill it in the, if you're in Australia on census night, but you don't need to fill it in if you are in Australia on census night.
So don't need to. All right.
That's right.
And how many census field officers do you have this time around?
Well, in Victoria, we have close to 7,000 field officers doing a variety of roles, but a large number of them are going to be going out in August and reminding households to fill their census form in. And we have a large number of bilingual staff, so we have people that are representative of the whole community in Victoria.
And just before you go, can you just give us that census hotline number in case people have any questions?
The census hotline number is 1300 214 531. But there's a lot of information at our website, which is census.abs.gov.au.
And are you getting a lot of calls on that hotline?
We are getting a lot of calls. There's a lot of people that are very interested in understanding more about the census. So please don't be put off if you can't get through. Have a look at the website and call back at a later time when maybe it's not so busy.
And I believe it's extended hours on 7th, 8th and 9th of August.
Yes, we'll extend our hours around that time because we realise that's when everybody's going to be having a look at their form and wanting to get online. And I'd also like to just remind everyone that for those people whose English is their second language, that there is a translating and interpreting service available on 131450 for those people who might like to discuss this and ask questions about the census in their own language.
Thank you very much for your time, Annette.
Thank you, Manpreet.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.